When we arrived at the Tahiris' home the next evening, for laughs, the ceremony of giving word, I had to park the Ford across the street. The driveway was already jammed with cars. I wore a navy blue suit I had bought the previous day, after I had brought Baba home from Khastegari. I checked my tie in the rearview mirror. "You look khushtip," Baba said. "Handsome." "Thank you, Baba. Are you all right? Do you feel up to this?" "Up to this? It's the happiest day of my life, Amir," he said, smiling tiredly. I could hear chatter from the other side of the door, laughter, and Afghan music playing softly. It sounded like a classical ghazal by Ustad Sarahang. I rang the bell. A face peeked through the curtains of the foyer window and disappeared. "They're here," I heard a woman's voice say. The chatter stopped. Someone turned off the music. Khanum Tahiri opened the door. "Salaam alaikum," she said, beaming. She had permed her hair, I saw, and wore an elegant ankle-length black dress. When I stepped into the foyer, her eyes moistened. "You're barely in the house, and I'm crying already, Amir John," she said. I planted a kiss on her hand, just as Baba had instructed me to do the night before. She led us through a brightly lit hallway to the living room. On the wood-paneled walls, I saw pictures of the people who would become my new family. A young bouffant-haired Khanum Tahiri and the general, Niagara Falls in the background. Khanum Tahiri in a seamless dress, the general in a narrow lapel jacket and thin tie, his hair full and black. Surayya, about to board a wooden roller coaster, waving and smiling, the sun glinting off the silver wires in her teeth. A photo of the general, dashing in full military outfit, shaking hands with King Hussein of Jordan. A portrait of Zahir Shah. The living room was packed with about 24 guests seated on chairs placed along the walls. When Baba entered, everybody stood up. We went around the room, Baba leading slowly, me behind him, shaking hands and greeting the guests. The general, still in his gray suit, and Baba embraced, gently tapping each other on the back. They said their salams in respectful, hushed tones. The general held me at arm's length and smiled knowingly, as if saying, "Now this is the right way, the Afghan way, to do it, Bachim." We kissed 3 times on the cheek. We sat in the crowded room, Baba and I next to each other, across from the general and his wife. Baba's breathing had grown a little ragged, and he kept wiping sweat off his forehead and scalp with his handkerchief. He saw me looking at him and managed a strained grin. "I'm all right," he mouthed. In keeping with tradition, Surayya was not present. A few moments of small talk and idle chatter followed until the general cleared his throat. The room became quiet, and everyone looked down at their hands in respect. The general nodded toward Baba. Baba cleared his own throat. When he began, he couldn't speak in complete sentences.